was at a large life insurance group for 9 years before I started this. I was in personal production before that. Like I told you, my grandfather was in the insurance business in Niagara Falls, New York. I was there for 9 years. You talked about the different buyouts that happened at companies. So I watched my company 3 different times change hands, go to a private equity firm. So I woke up one morning and my a client of mine, the partner, the one I didn't talk to as much but was still involved, had a good relationship with, called me up in the morning. He's like, "You son of a bitch, you guys just got bought out by BB&T." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And now I'm here in Charlotte, and I always said I would never work for a bank until I woke up one morning and I worked for a bank. And I always knew I wanted to run my own business until the fact that that was like a motivator to kind of continue down that path. So anyway, that was the beginning of the end, although I was already planning my exit at that point. Ended up leaving the company probably within the next 4 months or so. Started this company, but always knew I didn't want to build an insurance brokerage company. So our clients in the insurance world are not only the consumer, so like typically business owners, but a lot of times wealth advisors. So we partner with wealth advisors, commercial agents, and we do the insurance planning for their clients. So we're point of sale, and also doing it just directly to the consumer. But the insurance industry is completely changing. The financial world's changing, and there's a ton of disruption going on in that. And that's why I saw it in my last company. And I'm like, well, my business, my clientele isn't going in that direction. They're going in that in a mass production type of direction. Mine was more personal one-on-one relationships. Yeah. So wanted to change that, and so we did. Came here and just realized, like, wow, the messaging in insurance is just getting worse and worse every year. Whether no matter what angle you're coming at the insurance market from, whether you're going B2B from the insurance carriers to the advisors to the clients, I'm like, the messaging is just terrible. I was like, how can we create content that's different? So we talk a lot about sports and business, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to create an Ohio State blog or a Buffalo Bills blog. That's been done 1,000 times. So I started taking a lot of things that we talk about in the business place and just create analogies between sports and business and just talking about it, because sports is an ultimate icebreaker. You can talk about the Gators for days, you know, and talk about business for 5 minutes. And so we created a platform called Sportsypreneur, combining sports and business. It's like the community for the kind of not so average sports fan, but the deep-rooted sports fan as to why you like those teams, or not even if you have to like those teams. That became a, why, what are you doing? I thought you did insurance, and now you're writing the Sportsypreneur blog. What is that? And then people are like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, by the way, you sell insurance. I need help with that. And then it became business owners and entrepreneurs, let's say, coming and saying, can you do that for me? And not necessarily anything to do with sports. It was, can you help tell my stories, create my personal brand? So it became a proof of concept. It's not a monetized aspect of our business. It's a place that people go and are interested in. It builds a community. We have conversations around it and say, can you build that for me? That happened. Then we started making a lot of relationships on social media. So I say, people, well, social media can be negative. It can be, but if you build a relationship and just have real conversations with real people, then eventually it might lead to something. It doesn't have to. If there's no agenda necessarily, it's just having conversations. Right. So what happened is when that started happening, I'm like, well, wait a second. I've always loved marketing. It's what I studied in school. And I've always been fascinated by, even in the sales aspect, of how to get in front of someone, how to create attention for what it is that you're doing, to then, on the heels of all that, created a marketing business. So CASSource is the company, and we have an insurance brokerage group, and we have a content marketing company. So we look at it and say, you know, we talk at business owners, and you've seen this before. The business owner is thinking about where they are in their business and where they're going in their business. Insurance is a future sale in a lot of ways that they'll probably, and it's a boring conversation, let's be honest, and no one wants to talk about it. So how can we have,
I hate insurance, I have so, I mean, much,
no,
insurance,
you know what I mean, it's like no one wants to talk about it. So how do we have that conversation to say, well, I want to protect my business, it's a peace of mind sale a lot of times, but marketing's the same thing. So I believe marketing is the insurance policy for someone's business, because you might go out of business, your business might change, it could change for so many different reasons that have nothing to do with you, or it could be you, or because you change and you want to do something different. And so that became the growth of CASCM, CAS in content marketing, and so we built the brands under that. So it's the insurance business, and what's great about that is we have great people that are involved with that business, so it affords me a lot of time to work on the marketing aspect. We built a podcast, we have more blogs, and it's just, it's content, it's community, it's conversations. And it's for people like all of us in this room that have that entrepreneurial mindset that are just fascinated by it and constantly wanting to learn. So yeah, that's what we've been doing. And right now, I mean, obviously podcasts for the last 2 years have become a big part of our business, and having conversations and talked to a lot of different business owners. And the thing that we're telling them now is you should have a podcast. I mean, we believe that there's so much that can be taken just from that conversation we just had, that can be taken into snippets on social media, that can be taken to an Apple podcast, a Spotify, and all these different things, to where we're having people come to us as a result. I want to work there. I want to be a part of this. How can I intern there? Or here, if now you get to know what we're all about. So if someone comes in here and say, go listen to this or go read this, just like they can do with you. If you don't like what we have to say, then you know you don't want to be here, you don't want to work with us. It's all out there. And if you're trying to sell us, my goodness, if you don't know something about us, then they're not paying attention. So go out there and say, there's a lot of different ways to utilize it. So yeah, anyway, so the insurance business is the main driver of everything, but the marketing company is the big growth. This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource, Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.